Here's the 10 p.m. news with Harrison Ashutiku. First, the lone headline. One of the halls of the newly commissioned National Assembly has been christened after one-time president of the then Federal House of Assembly, Marcel Marigombwa. The news in detail. The family of one-time president of the Federal National Assembly of Cameroon, Marcel Marigombwa, has expressed gratitude to the President of the Republic and the Speaker of the National Assembly for baptizing one of the commission halls of the National Assembly complex in honor of their father. They voiced out their gratitude during an audience granted them by the Right Honorable Kavayege Jibril at his office this afternoon. Doris Batitato Ekwe has the details in the following report.
About 30 members of the Marcel Marigombwa's family stopped by at the speaker's office in show of gratitude for what they called a high mark of recognition to their late father's legacy as one of Cameroon's major political figures who served as the president of the Federal National Assembly for 10 years. Marigo Elvis Landry is head of the family.
For this commission to the National Assembly, to the name of our father exists, we are very, very happy.
Mrs. Emilienne Marigo is spouse of the late Marcel Marigombwa, who died in 1986. When I looked at the photo of my late husband, I knew that he would not be forgotten. He worked for all, without discrimination. During the meeting, the Right Honorable Kavayege Jibril indicated that baptizing one of the four commission halls of the new National Assembly complex in his name testifies of his predecessor's invaluable contribution to Cameroon's lawmaking institution. The Marcel Marigombwa clan came with hands full of gifts to the speaker, who they implored to continue providing support for their family.
The Apostolic Nuncio to Cameroon and the Equatorial Guinea's Excellency Yose Avelino Betancourt and the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atengenji, have lauded the excellent relations between Cameroon and the Vatican. The representative of the Holy See was granted an audience this afternoon shortly after the member of government welcomed the outgoing U.S. ambassador and the Canadian and U.K. high commissioners to Cameroon. Albert Njembonde captured the reactions of the diplomats after the in-camera audiences and now reports.
That's always a good thing to think about.
Exactly.
I want to thank you.
Thank you.
These are very important to me.
A cordial exchange between Paul Atanganji and Jose Avelino Betancourt in what both personalities describe as a routine meeting to assess the activities of the church and news happenings in Cameroon. Discussions held behind closed doors, but both personalities, mindful of actuality in the country, stressed on the excellence of relations between the Roman Catholic Church and the state of Cameroon.
We're able to share the wonderful, exceptional relations that exist between Cameroon and the Holy See. Since I've arrived here a year and a half ago, I have given myself totally to the service of peace. It is something that I've invested myself personally in.
Shortly after the 50-minute exchange with the Apostolic Nuncio came the outgoing U.S. Ambassador Christopher John Lamora, the incoming U.K. High Commissioner to Cameroon, Matt Woods, and Canada's High Commissioner to Cameroon, Lauren Anderson. Their over 1 hour, 30 minutes discussion centered around the activities of political parties, NGOs, and religious organizations. Matt Woods is the UK ambassador to Cameroon.
It's our role, really, to ask questions and ensure that we do understand what's happening so we can reflect it back to our own capitals. We've tried to understand the legal frameworks here, and we also had very interesting discussions, certainly for the Canadian High Commissioner and me as fellow members of the Commonwealth, about the importance of ensuring that dialogue is inclusive and touches on all elements of society.
Minister Paul Atanganji was accompanied during the audience by the directors of political affairs and legal matters of the Ministry of Territorial Administration.
Political desk editor Albert Njembonde reporting. The commission members in charge of organizing the 59th edition of the Youth Day in Cameroon have met in Yaoundé to assess the level of preparedness with less than a month to the event. The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education presided over the deliberations, Colette Jani.
After the first preparatory meeting of last December 4, the different commission members met with the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Monona Fotso, to present to him what they have done so far in preparation towards the 59th edition of the Youth Day in Cameroon.
Fadimatu Yawa Osmano, I am heading the Commission of Youth Associations and Youth Movement and National Youth Camp. We're going to start in the month of January with the Cameroonian Youth Dialogue Platform from the 28th of January to the 30th, organize the Cameroon National Youth Camp. And it will be from the 6th to the 8th of February 2025, whereby we're going to have young people from all the 10 regions of Cameroon and also some from the diaspora that are going to participate of this important event. And we're going to have the youth village and many other activities that will be organized at the local level.
An apparently satisfied youth and Civic Education Minister Monona Fotso with the different presentations. He congratulated the commission members for the background work done so far. He, however, reminded them not to relent their efforts and give the commemoration the grandeur it deserves as Cameroon prepares to celebrate and recognize the potentials of the youths in the development of the country.
And the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Monona Fotso, will preside over the installation of newly appointed officials in the central services and programs and projects of his ministry tomorrow from 11 a.m. In Betwa, one and two municipalities of the East Region, some pupils in Class 6 of the Anglophone Subsystem of Education and CM2 of the Francophone Subsystem who did not have birth certificates have been issued the document. This through the Education Reform Support Program, PROMEC, run by the Basic Education Ministry in partnership with the World Bank. Bennett Akame Ondua has the details.
3,798 children in the East Region are now recognized citizens with birth certificates produced for them through the Education Reform Support Program, PROMEC. This action comes to reduce the more than 1,400,000 children who do not have birth certificates in Cameroon, going by statistics from PROMEC. Sana Kamanda, East Regional Delegate for Basic Education. We admit these children into school without birth certificates because we prioritize their education. But in the long run, they cannot take public examinations because of the lack of this document. Now they will go in for their examinations freely.
On ne les présentait pas comme des candidats à l'examen CEP.
Children of Class 6 and CM2 in Betwa 1 and 2 subdivisions who did not have birth certificates will now sit in for the common entrance and CEP examinations with no constraints.
I am happy to receive my birth certificate. I say thank you to PAREC.
PROMEC is a project launched by the Ministry of Basic Education with funding from the World Bank to resolve the identification problem of every Cameroonian child. Betwa, Benetta Kameondua, CRTV.
The governor of the Far North region has sanctioned the controlled hunting of an elephant that had been wreaking havoc in Kaifu, located in the Mayodana division. The decision comes after the elephant caused significant damage to local crops and property. In the following report, Sylvester Temkeng says the local population has expressed relief, hailing the move as a necessary step to prevent further destruction.
One of the stray elephants on the prowl in Kalfu, Mayodana division of the Far North region, went on rampage, wreaking heavy damage on crops and homes, with the local population at risk. In the face of this, the population has been devising ways to avert danger from the roaming elephants.
The technique we are using is to play drums and post leads to chase away the elephants. If we leave them, they would destroy all our farms.
We use the vuvuzela and other instruments to chase them away, especially at night.
We have also lauded the efforts of local authorities.
I am very happy with the efforts of the administration to kill one of the elephants. I have my share of the meat already and I'm enjoying it with my family. We are happy for their action.
With the recent announcement by Far North Governor Meja Waba Gari authorizing the killing of one of the stray elephants, local wildlife officials, administrative and traditional authorities are currently on the field brainstorming on how to implement further measures to avert hunger and save lives and property. Marwa Sylvester Temkin, CRTV.
And on to this press release from the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Jacques Famdongo. In view of the diligent pursuit of the very high measures decreed by the head of state, His Excellency Paul Biya, aimed at supporting heuristic governance in state universities for the implementation of research focused on deepening fundamental and applied knowledge and supporting outreach activities, the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education communicates the following the mobilization of funds by the Minister of Finance, payment of the allowances relating to the special research account for the modernization of university research corresponding to the fourth quarter of the 2024 financial year is proceeding normally. One, bank transfer. They will begin on Monday, January 13, 2025 at the banks where the teachers' accounts are domiciled and will continue methodically in accordance with schedule drawn by the relevant department of the Ministry of Finance. Two, over-the-counter payment. Lecturers concerned by this method of payment should present themselves from 12 noon on Monday, January 13, 2025 at the Special Allowance Accounting Agency located on the 10th floor of the Ministerial Building, number 2, door number 1043. 3. Background. The above mentioned special allowance was created by the head of state, His Excellency President Paul Biya, on April 8, 2009. It has been paid on a regular quarterly basis at the BS of the Minister of Finance for the past 16 years to all teachers' researchers regularly in services in Cameroon State Universities. Out of the country, the U.S. has imposed sanctions on the leader of the Sudanese Paramilitary Rapid Support Force, the RSF, Mohamed Hamadan Dagalo, accusing the RSF of committing genocide. The U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, said on Tuesday that Dagalo, also known as Hamedi, is being punished for his role in systematic atrocities, including the brutal murder of children and sexual violence against women on the ethnic groups during the 20-month conflict. Now, sports, CRTV Sports and Entertainment Channel is poised to make great strides in the affairs of broadcasting in Cameroon and abroad. The channel held an on-hand meeting today where updates, goals and activities were discussed. The representative of the Director General, the Central Director of Television, Ibrahim Sharif, called on the staff to do their best in the efforts to promote the activities, attract contents that showcase the country's rich sports culture.
The initiative is welcomed because it's the first time we have this evaluation, which makes us proud of what we have seen on CRTV Sports and Entertainment during 2024. And our ambition is to have the means so that in 2025, we have almost, let's say, the same activities and satisfy the Cameroonian public. The message of the Director General is walk for the purpose of satisfying the Cameroonian public.
The Central Director of Television, Ibrahim Sharif, bringing us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashutiku.